Then the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd. The Dean of Barbara Fleet Street. He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients of good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. His room was bare, a lavabo and a fancy chair,
a mug of suds and a leather strop, an apron, a towel, a pail and a mop.
For neatness he deserves a nod, does Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Black pit, and it's filled with people are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one staying put in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. Now they all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovett, even I. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief, for the rest of us death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. And I'll never see Joanna. How about a shave? Come and visit your good friend Sweeney. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance.
I will have salvation. Who, sir? You, sir? No one's in the check. Come on, come on! Sweeney, waiting. I want you. Leaders! You, sir! Anybody! Gentlemen, don't be shy. Not one man. No, not ten men. Not a hundred can assuage me. Get him back even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on my honorable throats. And my Lucy lies in ashes, and I'll never see my girl again. But the work waits. I'm alive at last.
That's all very well, dear. But what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Oh, yes, I suppose we could do that. I don't suppose no relatives are going to come poking around looking for him. You know me. Bright ideas, they just pop into my head, and I was thinking, seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name? As. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift. As a gift. If you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it. Good, you got it. Take for instance Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better, selling only pussy cats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well, it does seem
and appropriate
waste.
As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I lived without you all these years, I never know.
Think
how
about
delectable.
It. Look at the woman assuming
what's the sound of the world out there?
Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, all around.
It's a man devouring man, my dear.
And who are we to deny?
Desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are. Hot from the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So he's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Wonderful! Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate.
Yeah, good for business, too.
always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Anything that's lean.
Well, then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
There's that squire on the fire.
Mercy, no, sir, look closer. Your nose is grosser.
Look, stinker, more like vicar.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of grapes, do a lot of red things.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavours.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now then, you might find this a little bit stringy, but then again. It is fiddle player.
No, no. It's not fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
What's that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we got some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I just begun. Try the politician so oily. It's served with a doily. Not one.
Put it on a bun. Will you never know if it's going to rust?
Friar, fly it, friar.
No, the clergy is always too coarse and too mean.
It's contact.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu.
That's not true, we don't have judge yet, but I think I've got something that you might fancy even
what
better.
What is that?
Executioner!
Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High, born, and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone.
Anyone, and to anyone.
At all.